Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
We have not spent a lot of time on Michigan State football. Listen, the standards are not as high for this team in year one of Jonathan Smith as they are for Michigan. I feel like we've spent quite a bit of time going through Michigan's flaws this season, and there are many.
Rightfully so.
With Michigan State, you had an Aiden Chiles question.
And I'll answer it quickly so that I don't get all of the Spartan hate. Is the Big Ten too big for Aiden Chiles? And my answer is not yet.
Okay.
And so, in short, no. Because he's 19 years. He just turned 19 in September. He is a very young sophomore. Now, I understand a lot is expected as a starting quarterback. It's a new team for him. It's a new team for so many of the players. Offensive line, receivers, coach. Now, it's not a new coach for him. He came with Jonathan Smith from Oregon State, but he's making a lot of young mistakes. And he's making them throughout the course of a year. You would like to see him play better, but did he not play better against Iowa? Did he not play better when they played Maryland at the beginning of the season?
It was probably his best game.
And so what you're going to see with a young quarterback, especially a young quarterback with a lot of talent that is just simply trying to make something happen, is going to be a roller coaster year. He is forcing some things. He held onto the ball too long and wasn't aware that Josiah Stewart was chasing him in the Michigan game. Ended up being a large part of costing them the game.
Yep.
Those are all lessons that you can learn, and you would like to get there faster. But there's other facets of that team that also need to get there faster. I think he's going to be just fine. I think he's a threat in the Big Ten because of his athletic ability, strong arm. Now he just has to hone the skills.
So why ask the question? Have you seen Spartan fans unnecessarily?
Oh, I hear it all the time. Yeah. Aiden Chiles shouldn't be in the Big Ten. Aiden Chiles isn't a starting quarterback in the Big Ten. They want to cast him by the side. And whether it's Spartan fans or it's other college football fans, hold on. He is very young, inexperienced, and he's playing with a team that is also trying to figure it out, with a coaching staff that's trying to figure out the Big Ten.
I thought he'd be playing better than he is right now.
Are you ready to cast him aside?
No, I'm not. But let's have the conversation. And maybe that's on me for expecting more at this point. He leads the Big Ten in interceptions. I didn't expect that we would get to November and Aiden Chiles would be leading the conference in interceptions. I thought he could steal a game or two. And you could you could label the Maryland game as a game that he went out and stole for Michigan State, right? On the road, three touchdowns, hits some big time downfield throws. I haven't seen much of that since. He doesn't throw for 200 yards. He doesn't throw for two touchdowns. He's like a game manager who makes a bunch of mistakes.
But that's
a concern.
Some of that is certainly on him.
Yeah.
It's also, what are some of his best assets that he's not being utilized enough? He's got 170 yards rushing. When I look at that, I think that's a missed opportunity.
Could be more.
I also look and say, okay, there's missed opportunity when they're playing against Michigan to attack a secondary that has underperformed and other teams have thrown for 300 yards. Like, why aren't they calling more pass plays in that situation?
no, I'm not throwing him out. I'm not casting him aside, I think was the phrase you used. But I am going to ask more of him. And I think Spartan fans should be asking for more from Aiden Chiles. And the season's not over, and he should be their quarterback next season. And maybe that's when the light bulb comes on. Full year under his belt, some continuity, bring back some receivers, build off of this. But I'd like to see more even at the end of this season from him.
Well, you're going to get the opportunity. It's not like they're yanking him. He's going to play against Illinois. He'll play against Purdue and Rutgers. And I think all three of those teams...
Those are winnable games.
Are winnable games, but they're also teams that they should put him in position for success. And I'm not saying that, you know, everything is on the coaching staff. Certainly, a lot of it is on the player. But as he continues to figure it out, what does he do really well?
Yeah.
And he could be on the move, and he can, you know, create things downfield. He can be on the move and gain yardage with his feet. He's a good athlete that I think is being underutilized as a runner.
Well, I think it's tough, too. They can't run the ball very well. So that takes play action as one of those tools out of the toolbox. Because I would love to see... I mean, that's what makes Jared Goff great. It's what helps so many quarterbacks out is the run game and the play action pass off of it. Plus, his offensive line isn't great, so he can't exactly go through the progressions in a composed manner.
Right.
You hope that this baptism by fire pays off, right? I mean, that's what you tell yourself if you're a Michigan State fan is he's going to go through this right now. He's going to take his lumps, and when we actually pass protect for him, when we have a consistent run game week to week, it's going to look a hell of a lot better.
And I think there are weapons that he has to throw the ball to are good. But I also think they could be better. And so there's some drops. There's some wrong routes. There's some issues going on there. So I think he is taking the unnecessary heat. Now, he's thrown 11 interceptions.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to break down every single one.
No,
some
but
of
like
them
Indiana.
Are going to be quarterbacks. Some of them are going to be... receiver. There's tips.
So the Indiana one, the most recent game, he had two picks.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, he threw over the middle of the field. It hit off a linebacker's hands and then was intercepted by a second Indiana defender. The throw was off target to Velling, his tight end. Can't happen. Over the middle, poor ball placement. That's a quarterback's interception, 100%. The second one, there is replay that shows maybe the ball bobbled when it hit the ground, and if it was challenged, it might not have stood. It was still a throw behind his receiver. Like, a lot of his interceptions to me are either poor decisions or poor ball placement. So we could do all 11 and we could do it up on a projector screen. I would tell you, I bet you most of them are Aiden Chiles mistakes more than it is a teammate tips a ball or
sure.
Someone runs the
wrong
route.
It doesn't matter if 10 of them are, if all 11 are quarterbacks or not. They're going to be assessed to the quarterback.
Yeah.
And the key is you have to make better decisions. And I think once he gets the chance to get to the offseason, slow things down, take a look at the film, I think Jonathan Smith and his coaching staff are going to do wonders with him throughout the course of the offseason.
Couple quick ticket texts. I'm a Spartan fan. I really hope Chiles hits the portal and Smith leaves. They're both trash.
Oh, and Jonathan Smith leaves?
That's what he says.
Really? Wow.
I think that's a lot of emotion talking there. And I'm not telling you it's been... a flawless year for either of these guys, but I mean,
no.
What's the path for MSU if Chiles leaves? What's the path?
Well, it's transfer portal. That's
I
the
know,
path,
but
and it's
this,
the same
this
thing.
This was the highly
Michigan.
Coveted transfer guy. Like, I mean, if you can't make it work with him, is it that okay? The next one says, why would you spend any time on MSU? They continue to be irrelevant. If they were smart, they would move out of the Big Ten. They can't compete. I'm an MSU alum. It's embarrassing. Well, if you're an MSU alum, you shouldn't want them to leave the Big Ten.
Oh, you still want money, don't you?
It's your geographical rivals. It's a big old payday from the TV networks,
right.
And you want to compete.
Yeah, where are they going to go?
The Big 12.
Oh no, but maybe they're going to join Washington State and Oregon State, and Michigan State. It'll be the state conference of the Pac-12.
I think that's so weak. Like, I think something's happening right now in college football is extremely important for other teams who think. Fans who think that way, or the excuse making, is I'll blame myself. Some I thought one of the things with the new college football world would be that teams would maybe get left behind, and that means that they would never be able to compete for a national championship again.
See, but I think, and I understood that point, but I look at Indiana this year and I tell you, there's always going to be a shot if you hire the right coach and get the right players. You can be the fourth best team in the Big Ten and make the college football playoff.
I think it's really important for the health of this sport and that line of reasoning to that Indiana not only makes the playoff, but wins a game. Sure. And to me, that would take away the excuses. That right there, you're a Michigan State fan admitting that, okay, so Indiana can compete in this new world and you can't?
Right. No, I think Indiana, this last week was embarrassing for a number of reasons. One, the scoreboard. You give up 47 unanswered, lose by 5 touchdowns. And it's Indiana, a program where if they can do it, so can you. So listen, Michigan State fans, you're welcome. 248-539-9797.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
John asked the question, and he answered it very succinctly, but it creates a conversation. Aiden Chiles, is the Big Ten too big for him? And John, you said no, it's not. That this is what happens for a young player who doesn't have a ton of support, who's taken his lumps. But it's a conversation because Aiden Chiles was a heavily hyped quarterback. And I don't think there's any disputing that he's underachieved to this point. He leads the Big Ten with 11 interceptions, and there are very few wow games. The Maryland game was a wow game. He still threw 2 picks in the game, but at least I got to see 3 touchdowns, some big time, like I would argue, NFL caliber throws. But when you see that he has that potential, you're all that more disappointed when he doesn't live up to it. And I want to be fair about this. This has been the discussion for Michigan in the past. Shea Patterson, all the hype in the world, he didn't produce. You got to be critical of it. It can't be, well, he should have in the hype and he... Tate Forcier. I mean, we can go all the way back to the quarterbacks that Michigan has brought in with hype and they didn't perform. And I'm not willing to label Chiles as a failure, but you got to see more from him. And we've asked Michigan State fans for their opinions. 248-539-9797. And we've gotten some good responses. Texter says, Chiles could beat any team on any given day, but also lose to any team. That's fun for a school like Illinois, but at MSU, we need more. That's not going to fly.
Right, but it's also very indicative of a young quarterback. And not everybody comes in as a freshman and is Johnny Football. Not everybody, you know, the light bulb doesn't go. And I'm not saying the light bulb ever does go on. I just don't think you should throw him out at this point.
Chiles is fun, but I fear his ceiling is fun, and he can't lead to a championship due to all of these turnovers. Texter said, the guy saying Chiles and Smith need to leave is a moron. They aren't good, but my God, it's year one. Please give them a break. Another person says, that was not an MSU fan. That had to be a Michigan troll. Don't even read that on the air. Speaking of trolls, this one says, why are we letting a Michigan employee and a closet Michigan fan talk MSU? First of all, we're not letting anybody do anything. It's a conversation for right. MSU fans. If you want some airtime, if you want to talk about your program, it's the most important position on the field. Aiden Chiles, floor is yours. We don't have to talk about Michigan State. We want to give them some airtime because I think it's interesting.
It is interesting. And it's interesting because this is how, if you could hit on a quarterback that's already on your roster, a guy that has a lot of physical traits that you look and you say, yes, that could be a good quarterback. Strong arm, yep. Athlete. Now it's just a matter of fine-tuning that. And yeah, okay, number one thing, don't throw it to the other team. but it's about reading defenses. It's about having a better team around him that also allows him to be better.
Texter says, I'm a dyed-in-the-wool, green-blooded Spartan. I see all the talent in the world in Chiles, but the jury is still out for Smith. The problem I see is continuity. Chiles needs to be coached up. Stop the fumbles and the interceptions, and we can compete. We can be competitive. But between NIL and the transfer portal, I have no idea who's going to be on my team year to year. Chiles has the ability to be the best QB in this conference, Ben in Roseville. Would you agree that ceiling is there?
What's the ceiling?
Best QB in the Big Ten.
Sure. I think that's maybe by next year, it might be too big of a leap. But nobody says he has to hit that next year.
Like, who are the best quarterbacks in the Big Ten? Like, Dylan Gabriel is clearly performing well. He won't be here next year.
Yeah, but he won't be here next year.
Will Howard, I have not been overly impressed with, to be honest. Rourke has got to be in his last year eligibility, I believe, with Indiana.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed with the quarterbacks at Penn State. Aller's another one of these guys. Big pedigree, big arm, supposed to be, hasn't been.
The best quarterback in next year's Big Ten is probably not currently in the Big Ten.
That's probably true.
And so that's the answer.
Yeah.
Is, can he be of the returners? Sure. But who's going to be in the Big Ten next year in terms of starting quarterbacks?
Maybe Bryce Underwood.
Sure.
Could be.
Texter says he's a young quarterback, needs the experience. He's getting that this season. If it were another quarterback that had experience and was failing, everybody would be crying to put him in to get experience. If this is happening next year, he's not the guy. Definitively. This year, and we talked about it preseason for MSU, wasn't really about this year's win-loss record. We had discussed them as a team that might make a bowl game, still might make a bowl game. This year was about setting a foundation for next year. And I think that's incredibly tough in today's college football to build a foundation 1 year to the next. But it's the task that they are challenged with. Jonathan Smith in his first year has to, we talked about it, keep the team together during a tough stretch in the middle of the season. They ended up beating Iowa during that stretch. End the year on a high note, sell it to recruits, sell it to your own locker room, keep those guys here and build on it for next season. Because John, next year, there will be expectations for MSU football. It won't be enough to just make a bowl game.
No, it's going to have to be expectations are better than what it was this year.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's expecting them to go from, and maybe you are, because of what Indiana has done, going from where they are now to contending for a Big Ten championship. That's the wild card of the transfer portal. It's the wild card of the NIL. And sometimes it hits, sometimes it doesn't. I think everybody was expecting that Ohio State would be the most dominant team in college football because of the amount of money and the amount of transfers they got. I don't know what the investment was for Indiana, but I don't think it's $20 million. Now, they might not ultimately compete with Ohio State. I don't know, but we'll find out.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.